One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is Grave Confessions from The Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living, interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's Grave Confession.
I'm going to tell you my son's story, my oldest. He is 20. When he was born, I was in the delivery room, and, you know, it was complicated. I was too tiny. He was way too big. It should have been a C-section, but it didn't happen. And I'm glad that we're both here to, you know, to tell the story. While I was in labor, I was in a pain. And got me this froggy bean bag thing, and it had, you know, the froggy legs, and I would fucking swing it back and forth because I'd be in so much pain because, you know, contractions, they suck. And everybody that would come in the room, my grandma, my mom, the family, you know, my son's father's mom, him, all of our friends, they would come and they would just stare at me, and I'd be in a lot of pain. And they would always stand on the one side of the room. And there were chairs over on the other side, but they would never go on that side of the room. I didn't notice it at the time. I put all this, you know, together later after the fact. I was too busy in pain moment. But as I was, you know, going through the situation and everything, every time I opened up my eyes, would be staring at me and everybody's dead quiet. And I'd be like, stop staring at me, you know. And then I turned. And when I opened up my eyes, because I thought maybe someone finally went around to the other side of the room. And I opened up my eyes and I saw someone over there, and I went to turn to see who was, you know, sitting over there. There was nobody over there, but I saw someone over there sitting. And the weird part of it is that I told, after I got home from the hospital, I told my son's father, I was like, there was something in the room when I was giving birth, you know, to dust, I don't know. I thought it was an angel is my best description. But I described him to his father, and his father said that that was his brother. His brother, boating accident, they were drinking and fishing, and it was late into the night, and he fell out of the boat and he died. And so I thought that was kind of crazy, you know, that I didn't even know he had a brother. It was his dad's and his dad's first marriage, something like that. And he was older, and I had no idea. But my oldest, since he was little, the baby monitor would be on, and I'd be waiting for him to get up from his nap, and I'd start getting lunch ready and stuff like that. And I was downstairs, and I had the baby monitor on him, and you could hear a woman in the baby monitor talking to him. And my grandma just happened to be standing beside me next to the stove making tea, and we both stopped what we were doing and turned around at the same time and looked at the baby monitor, and I took off running upstairs because we were the only two in the house. He tells me stories now that he's older. When he was little and he'd be at my grandma's house, because my grandma's a sensitive too. But when you don't learn how to protect yourself, you're basically a lighthouse in a dark world. You're going to attract all of them, not just one or this kind or that kind. You're going to attract kinds. And with her not protecting herself, I think a lot more evil ones would attach. But he said that she would keep a crib outside her bedroom window, or not bedroom window, bedroom door. And in the crib, he said, Mom, it never hurt me, but he said it always hovered. He said it was like a black cloud, and it was a huge man, he said, not human, but a man. And he said that it would just lean over the crib, and he said it would just stand there, not ever saying anything, not ever doing nothing, and night after night, and it would just stand there, and it would just stare at him, and just stare at him, and just stare at him. And crazy when he told me that. I never knew that, because he always tells me everything, you know. He's always that way since he was little. I'll let my baby talk for days. I love hearing everything he has to say. Even when he was babbling, I'd be like, oh, really? Yeah. Oh, that sounds so cool. Even though he wasn't really saying anything, but he was to him. He's probably about, I'd probably say about 4 or 5 at this time. And we were living in this really big house in town. And I had to work third because it was either second or third, because I worked for a union. I couldn't hold first. So I had to work third all the time, because second, I got tired of working second. I worked it for years while he wasn't in school. But when he was in school, I would have never saw him. So I worked third. And I would go up and check on the babies before my youngest was born at this time. And he said he woke up and he has paralyzing. When I was pregnant with him, I woke up and I couldn't move. It's never happened before, and it's never happened since. Only when I was pregnant with him did it happen to me. And now it happens to him consistently, like throughout his whole entire life. Where you're paralyzed, where you can't move. I woke up and I couldn't move. I couldn't breathe. I couldn't talk. I couldn't talk. I couldn't do nothing. I couldn't ask for help. I couldn't move a finger. And I was panicking, and it was like I was trapped. And it was weird. It was really weird. I was trapped inside myself, and I couldn't. There's nothing I could do. And I calmed myself down, and I closed my eyes, and myself went back to sleep, and I woke up, and I jerked myself when I woke up because I could move finally. But my son, he has that situation all the time. Like he it happens to him all the time. I just thought it was really weird because it only happened when I was pregnant with him, and it hasn't happened to me since, but it happens to him all the time. So I think there's something, you know, with him, with his gifts, with his abilities or something. But he woke up one night and he said that there was this really, really, really tall man, because he was in a bunk bed and top bunk. And he said that this tall man leaned over his bed, and he said that it was so tall. And he said that he kept having dreams that night, and he kept having dreams where it looked like me, but he's like, it wasn't my mom. And I would throw stairs at his head, and I'd be mean to him and stuff like that. And there was one, I was helping him brush his teeth to make sure, you know, he got his back teeth and stuff like that. And he kept his head around everywhere. And I was like, what are you doing, baby? And he's like, mom, I see shadows all the time. He's like, I see people all around me, but when I go to look at them, they're not there. And I knew it because I see them, but I didn't want him to be scared. So I told him that they were angels. And as far as I know, he never complained since then. But, I'd probably say he's 15 now, or not now, but then we moved back up from Missouri, and he was coming downstairs. And as he was coming downstairs, he said at the end of the stairs, it was like 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, because he's 15 and it's summertime, so he's staying up late like he always does. And there's a little girl standing at the bottom of the stairs, and he said it scared him. And I had to start putting like night lights around the house and stuff like that, because he gets so scared. So the whole house basically has like these LED light candles all around the house, and time set candles and stuff like that. So that way, because even my youngest is he's the same way. There was a time where he wouldn't sleep in his bedroom. He's about 3, and he wouldn't sleep in his bedroom. And so I had to teach him how to sleep in his bed, because, you know, he's got to learn to sleep in his own bed. So I made a pile on the floor, and as I was laying on the floor in his room with him, I got no sleep at all that whole entire night. Like, I was freezing, but I was sweating everywhere. I could not sleep for nothing. I was constantly awake all night long. I got no sleep, no rest whatsoever. And after that, and realized that there was something going on in that room, that's when I moved him. I let him sleep with me from that point on out, because I just didn't feel comfortable leaving him in a room like that. So I would, in the wintertime, especially because it's cold in there, I'd shut the door, and black mold started growing out of the closet that I felt like stuff was hiding in. It was weird when I was laying there. Like, you get a download of stuff that's going, you know, and out of the closet and up his wall. And I kept scrubbing it down and cleaning it and stuff like that. And it just kept coming and coming and coming. And then it started spreading throughout the whole rest of the house. And I moved out. We left and moved out. And whatever was in that house, some of it followed us to the next house, but not all of it. But it was just really weird that I stopped to the people, and there's no black mold. They've never had issues or anything like that. So I think maybe the thing that was in the house was mad because I took him out of their hands or something. I don't know, but they were lashing back. But yeah, my oldest, he has the gift too. It runs in the family. But he's doing good now. He's big, happy and healthy. He's 20 years old, and he's a happy, happy, healthy man. He still, you know, remembers a lot. He still talks to me about a lot. He'll come and tell me when I need to sage and that and salt. And so he's still very, very aware of his surroundings and stuff like that. I think he is a lot more stronger because of me, who I am, and aware and knowing, you know, what it is he's going through. So I help him with stuff a lot. I don't think a lot of negative entities can penetrate him, because his mom will stay the night, and she'll hear stuff about voices standing behind her, trying to tell her to be jealous and, you know, think of all these negative thoughts and feelings and stuff like that. So I think He's a lot stronger than most. So, and I think that's because, you know, he has a mom that helps guide him and stuff like that. With the sucker, with me throwing the sucker at him and stuff like that, I told him that was spirits trying to put a wedge in between us, because they know that I can help him and I understand the whole situation. And I told him that the reason it didn't look like me fully is because it was me, and the bad spirit trying to put a wedge in between us. But I just wanted to tell you about my oldest. I'm trying to remember everything I should have known, but I didn't. But thank you.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to COSI starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at COSI.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to COSI. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to COSI starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at COSI.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to COSI. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to COSI starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at COSI.org.